Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. I'm a concierge high performance psychologist providing luxury level support to executives, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and athletes. With me today, I have Tim Hawks. He's the managing director of Unlimited Potential. He's a mental engineer and executive coach focusing on logical and practical solutions to challenging problems. I have Jim Tam. He's a principal client director with Korn Ferry's Digital Group, where he advises organizations on how to improve their sales effectiveness through using world-class sales methodology and technology. I have Lori Donofrio-Galli. She's a firstborn type A personality who is loyal and visionary and always finishes. Clients hire her to uncover angles and communicate value to produce earned media for growth. The question I have today, what is the difference between feeling remorse and feeling guilty? Lori, you offered to go first. Ball's in your court.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Robin. When I ponder the two words, remorse to me really signals a change in behavior. So if a person's been participating in some kind of destructive or self-destructive behavior, I think that when you get to that point where you're remorseful, you're realizing that you've really hurt someone else or yourself or both. And so you're starting to feel empathy for the people that you've hurt. And that means that you want to change that behavior. Mm. Whereas I feel that with guilt tends to be a lingering feeling or emotion. And I think oftentimes people get stuck in guilt. And whether it's something as simple as not fulfilling your New Year's resolutions, and you feel guilty about not exercising or dieting when you're in week three into the year, or it's something far worse, perhaps there's been a crime involved or something really devastating, sometimes people can't get out of that feeling of guilt. And I think especially if it's something they've been doing undercover, so to speak, where people don't even realize what they're doing, and perhaps they think, even though I feel really bad about it, and I regret it, nobody knows, so maybe they're not really getting hurt.
This is really interesting. I totally agree there with what Laurie's saying. There's lots of little storylines in here, none of which I'm sure I agree with or not. If you kill somebody, you can be remorseful, but you're unlikely to be guilty of doing it. I guess you might. I don't know. So is there a long-term and a short-term storyline here? Don't know. I think the one that's sticking in my head is a sort of outbound, inbound. So for me, remorse feels like an inbound thing. It's something that you do, is in within you, it's in yourself. You feel remorseful for the act you have done. It's internal. So it's an in. Whereas guilt implies a little bit of throwing it out there as if to sort of, it's more of an outbound piece of, if I'm guilty, then other people are involved somehow in my emotional pain or journey. But even as I say it, I'm not absolutely convinced that's a good answer. Mm-hmm. I think overall, neither of them are good. Mm-hmm.
I do agree with Tim. I think the timing and duration, I think, is a big distinguishing point between the two. Guilt is tends to be a little bit more short-lived. I think remorse tends to be a little bit longer in duration. And to me, remorse tends to imply that there was somebody else was harmed and that you feel bad about it. Guilt tends to be a little bit more topical. I feel guilty, but you move on. And you think about guilt is also something that is very self-inflicted. Nobody says, well, I have self-remorse. It's usually self-guilt. Right? That's to me the difference.
I think what I'm hearing you all kind of say is somebody else can make you feel guilty. Like they can guilt you into doing something, but no one can make you feel remorse. Remorse is something that is deeply personal and, I feel bad. And I want, if I could make it different, I would. I think that for me, that's what remorse is, a much more intense harm. I'm going to make it better. I'm going to do something that makes it up for. Whereas guilt is like, oh, fine, I'll do that thing.
Yeah, there's a sort of passive aggressive sort of thing in there. As Jim said, if you remorse seems to feel like it's attached with harming somebody, is remorse an irrecoverable act? So let's say you have caused harm that's irrecoverable in some way, whatever that might be. Whereas guilt might be something that Papley has already recovered, but you're feeling it. You might be feeling it because you want to punish yourself. But I think what's most important, both of these are connected to self-doubt. And actually, should we not set out on a life to avoid both?
Yeah, I think remorse brings that sense of accountability. And I think we've seen through the years, something on Oprah comes to my mind from decades ago, where there was perhaps an accidental death, a car accident, somebody went to prison. But later, when the family forgave that person, they were able to come together to create, you know, education and to bring about good that came from that. And that's how I feel about remorse. It's taking that accountability. And it's, as all of you have said, to make a change that's significant. Because I think with guilt, and one of you said it too, sometimes you blame somebody else, as you said, Dr. Robin, for making you feel guilty because of some family norm or societal cultural norm. You feel like somebody's making you feel guilty about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So maybe
it's a very manipulative tool, right? Guilt. While remorse tends to be, I think, something a little bit natural.
So I think something like survivor's guilt is not manipulative. But I do feel that there is an element of guilt that can come with gaslighting and passive aggressive behavior and projection, manipulation, whereas remorse tends to not have that connection to it. So remorse is, as Robin said, is deeply felt inside, isn't it? It's the, I wish I hadn't done the act or whatever. And I'm in an irrecoverable position. But I mean, remorse is probably the wrong word. If you're in that position, you should be looking for forgiveness and atonement and all those other things.
Interesting you said survivor's guilt, because I had not thought about that in this context before you brought it up. And you're right, survivor's guilt is something where I had no control. I didn't get to make a choice, but this thing happened and I feel badly about it. Whereas remorse, I feel like, has an aspect of I did a thing, I made a choice.
Yep.
So is guilt ever, I didn't make a choice, but I feel guilty? Or guilt has two pieces, right? Guilt has the, in court, you're guilty, you did this thing. That's different than not feeling guilty, I think.
Yes, there's a legal term and a personal term, isn't there? They're almost different definitions.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And I wonder now, when you say that, whether survivor's guilt is a correct phrase for that feeling, or whether actually it's just what we all use and actually it's not appropriate.
Mm. I think you should say about the legal system, because I was thinking about that too. How many criminals were guilty, but they don't show remorse? It's an action that they're fine with, and they also don't feel guilty about committing that act, even though the court system said they were guilty. But really, it's the other way around, where I'm not guilty, but I feel remorseful.
I think you're right, Jim. You can't be remorseful about something that didn't happen.
It's something that you feel like you could have done something, or somebody was hurt because of an action or inaction that you didn't take.
So does guilt comes with embarrassment and maybe self-blame and some of those feelings, whereas remorse is just there's not an English word like that deep, hurtful sorrow of I did a wrong thing.
Well, you're talking through experience, Robin.
I'm wondering, under what circumstances would I use the word remorse?
Exactly, yeah, because it's not one that trips off the tongue, is it? It's almost something someone would use on someone else. So I'm sure they're remorseful. Or do you feel remorseful about what you've done? It's, yeah, you're right. It's not a natural word to come up for yourself if you're experiencing that feeling.
I'll go back to duration, like remorse. If you killed somebody and you live with that for 20 years, and hopefully you'll continue to learn from it. But sometimes guilt, to me, it's a little bit shorter.
That's another point. Are you remorseful for stealing candy from a shop? Minor crime, you know. Not really. I'm guilty, yeah. But am I remorseful? No. But if I kill someone and I feel better, then we are. So there's a significance to remorse.
I think also remorse maybe is a little bit more personal. If you're taking advantage of a system, nobody with a face got hurt.
Mm.
I agree with what you're saying, that to be remorseful is very personal. And I think that sometimes if you feel guilt about a situation, as I said, I feel that can be lingering sometimes. If it's something that you're doing that no one's aware of and it gets found out, whatever that thing is, that may lead to then remorse, where the person may have been stuck in doing it and keep doing it despite the feeling of being guilty or feeling guilty. But maybe once something comes to light, whatever that is, it could be addiction, it could be anything, then perhaps the next step could be remorse.
See, I think for me, if we live a life and follow our values and we're open and we communicate fairly and honestly with everyone, remorse and guilt should not form part of our existence.
Wow. Ideally, I think that's true. And I think that that's a great place to end a conversation about guilt and remorse. Thank you so much for having it with me. And I look forward to seeing each of you again very soon.